Hey everyone, Peter Zion here. You are about to watch a video on a series that I've put together called The Russian Reach, which examines the role of the Russians in manipulating the current White House as well as the U.S. government in a broader sense. For anyone who signs up for my newsletter, for watching any video for the remainder of the month, any cent that you would have normally given me for the next 3 months is going to a medical charity called MedShare. MedShare steps in to help out communities who, through no fault of their own, have temporarily lost the ability to look out for themselves. So, for example, if the Russians are bombing your power grid and the Americans are no longer providing the tactical intelligence so you can anticipate the missile strikes and position your air defense, and the Americans furthermore have stopped all financing to help you repair said power grid in the aftermath, MedShare steps in to help hospitals with things like diesel generators. This QR code will take you directly to their Ukraine page, and that is where all of the donations will be going. Hey all, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Scottsdale, Arizona. Ever since we started the Russian Reach series, a lot of you have been writing in with little tips, information that you've got from within the government system, right up into the White House, which is kind of crazy, and alternative theories that might match the facts in front of us. And one of these I think is worth exploring a little bit. It's called Christian nationalism, or really what it is ultra-nationalism. It's the idea that there's this global cabal out there that is working to undermine and eradicate the white race. It tends to be obviously wildly racist, opposed to immigration in pretty much all forms unless they're white people, very violent, and distrust any sort of large organization. So they generally hate Catholics, specifically the Pope. Muslims are worse. And as a rule, they think that Western civilization has been corrupted or controlled from within by these larger forces. And so all of Western civilization needs to be torn down to the studs and then rebuilt with a fusion of church and state. Of course, there's no agreement as to what church means. So really, it's just a cover for people to be wildly racist and say that white people should be in charge. Powerful white people, specifically powerful white people. Within the American administration, the four biggest inherents would be Russ Vought at the OMB, Elon Musk, of course. On the outside looking in is Peter Thiel, and then J.D. Vance, the vice president, is a member of this general, it's not even a club, but worldview. And that kind of gives you an idea of just how flexible the ideology of Christian ultranationalism is. It's, J.D. Vance is a Catholic, although a practically evangelical Catholic. Elon Musk is practically agnostic. Peter Thiel is gay. It's kind of a big tent with a lot of ideas. All I can really say that kind of draws it all together is there's nothing about it that's actually Christian. I'm no theologian, but I'm fairly certain that there's a nice hot spot on the other side of the veil for people who try to actually put this into practice. Anyway, there are some commonalities here that kind of run the rainbow with this group that everybody agrees on. There are two countries in particular that they're just obsessed about, and the first is South Africa, because here is a country that white people brought civilization to, and clearly with the end of apartheid and the return of majority rule by blacks, clearly this is part of an effort by the globalist cabal to test out white genocide. So when Donald Trump picked a fight on a random Tuesday with the South African government, it didn't just completely come out of the blue. It was rooted on by these groups, specifically Elon Musk, who was born in South Africa. The other country that the ultranationalists are really obsessed with is Russia. They see Russia as fighting the good fight and its demographic collapse as a warning to white people everywhere of what could happen if the Muslim hordes are allowed to rise up. And as a result, Christian ultranationalists are pretty much pro-Russian no matter what the Russians do. So, for example, if they attack another Christian nation, Ukraine, that's fine because they're just trying to hold the torch for the rest of us. And it's kind of silly because the Putin government, one of its chief pillars of support are the ultra-violent Muslim Chechens who carry out pogroms against Christians regularly. And the Russian military forces, when they went into Ukraine, one of the first groups that they attacked were American evangelical ministers, which is one of the reasons why it's kind of just a shade in the background. It's people using religion as a cover to do horrible things. Not that we've ever seen that before. But the reason it's worth talking about is not only are some of these people very well placed within the current administration, but there's a lot of overlap between Christian ultra-nationalism and Russian propaganda these days. The Russians are very well aware of this trend, and they've worked to encourage it across Europe and the United States for quite some time, and a lot of their useful idiots throughout the U.S. and European political systems fall into this Christian nationalist camp. I'm sure you can all come up with a few names yourself if you put your minds to it. The idea that Russia is beleaguered and needs assistance and should be respected is something that dovetails very nicely with the Russian mindset. Every country has their own reason why they think they're better than everyone else, and for the Russians, they have a superiority complex that is based on an inferiority complex. The idea is that we have suffered so much, therefore you should do things our way. It's very powerful for motivating Russians, and now it's being repeated basically by these Christian ultra-nationalists. And so whether the issue is going after U.S. intelligence, part of the cabal, going after the European Union, part of the cabal, or simply trying to give the Russians what they want in places like Ukraine, fighting back against the cabal, the Russians have done what they can to dovetail their existing propaganda with these forces. So yeah, it can be both. Not just the Russians, but trying to dovetail with a more domestically oriented group that is trying to use a bastardization of religion to achieve its political goals.